The Gemara Megillah details and adds explanation for the incident when Klal Yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael. So they're coming around and camping near Yericho. They're attacking in attack mode to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And there's a night there where night falls and it's dark and Yeshua is outside the Machmeh. And the Malach approaches him. The Malach approaches him, looking at him armed, cyber-ish with the other, in attack, looking as if he's about to attack him. And Yeshua sees this Malach coming towards him, looking very much like a human being ready to attack him. And he asks this person who are this seeming apparition here, a person, he says, Alanu Atam Mitzvainu, you're with us, with the enemies. The Gemara Megillah says that really that understanding here is that really Yeshua understood something was wrong here. It wasn't merely a question of someone coming along from the other side, someone coming from the local nations and coming to attack Yeshua. Rather, Yeshua was being taken to task from the Shemaim. The only question was, what exactly were they being taken to task for? And there were two possible calculations. One was that being in time of war, they're very busy, very occupied, they didn't have a chance for an entire. The only other possibility was that during the course of war, they usually would bring karbanos. At this point, even the course of the Mishkan coming to Eretz Yisrael, and that day they had missed the karban talmid. The choice was, Yeshua made a quick calculation, one of these two things had gone wrong. The one that was the cause for this sakana, the message from Shemayim, that Klal Yisrael was in sakana for lacking one of these two fronts. Although literally it means, are you with us or with the enemy? What are you coming for? The Gemara understands this to mean, which one were you coming for because we missed out on learning Torah today, or because we missed out on the karban talmid? Now, Taisa says, where do you see that in the Pasuk? What type is the Pasuk at all? Halanu Atam Tzareinu. So Taisa and Megillah suggests as follows. He says, Halanu is referenced to the Pasuk of Taret Siva Lanu Masha. Halanu Atam, are you coming because of the Pasuk of Lanu? Ayim Tzareinu, are you coming because of Tzareinu? Tzareinu means that enemies, meaning we know the Karbanos serve as a wall of protection against foreign things coming against us. There is a protection afforded to Klal Yisrael by the bringing of the Karbanos. The question is, are you coming because we didn't do our job of Lanu Taret Siva Lanu Masha? Ayim Tzareinu, are you coming because of we're lacking in our protection against our enemies? On that front, answer the Malach. The Gemara goes on to say that the Taina was for lacking Limud HaTorah. That was the question. What did Malach say back? Atabasi, I came right now. Where does that allude to Limud HaTorah? It says, Taisvis, the Pasuk Ata, the word Ata is referring to Pasuk in the Sikhtasha. The Ata Kisulakam the Shira Hazais. Now go ahead and write this Shira Hazais. It's a mitzvah to go ahead and write this, a mitzvah to write a paper Torah, referring to Torah itself. The Ata is referring to the Pasuk of Ata in our Pasha that Yeshua understood as a reference to Limud HaTorah and the Niyad. But Yolim Yeshua Lailu Ba'emek, he went ahead and he learned Fine Kishalach, he sat down and got involved in the Sigis that night. So I tell him, Fine Kishalach, beautiful Ha'ari, he says, Yeshua started off and said, Halanu Atam Mitzvainu, Lanu Teretiva Lanu Maisha. The Malach should have responded in kind, Lanu is a Tanga, Teretiva Lanu Maisha. Why would he jump to this Pasuk of Ha'ata Kisul Kam the Sira's night? The Fine Kishalach suggests as follows. He says, there are two ways to learn Torah. There's a factual obligation every day, you have to learn a bit of Torah. There's a question how much, there's a question how little, how well keep you off the hook if you do a little bit, a little bit of morning, a little bit of night. So the question is, what to do? That's all very fine and well as far as the legal concern is true. Torah Tzivot and Moshe is Mechayiv, and you have a Gisa Bayan Velayiv, other Tzivim. There's a legal element that you have to go ahead, like every other mitzvah, you have to shake the Levin Esrig, you have to go and say Shema, you have to go and learn Torah. And it's true that during the time of Melchama, you're occupied with a very important bar mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and it's very likely at that time you are in fact Pater from Limud HaTorah, and that's a very logical thing. A very reasonable thing. But there's another level. There's a level of Ata Kitzel Lechem is a Shira Hazayt. Torah expresses a Shira, not as a fact, not as a factual obligation, but as a Shira. Shira means it's not something which I do because I have to do it. A song is something which comes alive from within. A song is a natural expression of something that goes up inside you. It's something that wells up inside you. Torah can be something which you learn because you have to learn. You get the facts straight. You learn one Zar Halacha. It's not something that really gets into you. It's not something that you get into with. It's the facts. You're Mekayim Limud HaTorah, there's no question about it. You're Mekayim Limud HaTorah, you say anything, any short sukkim, that alone is Limud HaTorah. But there's a whole other level. When you get involved in the sugya, when Torah takes over you, when you get really immersed into something, it takes over you, and Torah becomes part of your life. And we know that our essence of who we are, our Nisham is part of this, is like Kali Mal, we connect to Kali Mal. So our way to really tap into who we are is to get involved in Torah. Not just to learn Torah, but to be involved in Torah. The Malach tells Yeshua, I got the point. You're middle of Melchama. Lanu is not a taina. Talmud is not a taina. And Torah itself is not a taina because the factual obligation to learn you'll be putter. So there's another taina. If Torah meant the right thing to you, if Torah really took over your life and you walk down the street, you think about Torah, at least on some level you have a shira coming in from inside you, so even during Shas Melchama, but now you're done with Melchama, you're going home, you're going to Machne at least, you're going to go to sleep for tonight, a little bit think about Torah because it's something that should be on your mind naturally. It's a natural part of your essence. If that's true, that in itself is a taina. And if you're lacking that element of shira, that in itself is a cause for a kitcher against you, Mishmaim, to come as an Ish Melchama, to come against Yeshua as if it's a kindness misa against Klal Yisrael, it's a kind against us. So the Kiddush of the Kiddush against the Shira is not merely go right to Sefer Torah, but rather we're instructed here in this Pasuk for us, because you Torah on a whole different level. It's not just a question of factual obligation, did I learn today, did I not learn today? But the question you have to ask yourself every day is, I make Torah part of me, and is it a Shira that's going to be expressed in who I am? I